Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. So let's talk a little bit about today. Today is raining in sunny San Diego, and I just wanted to share a little bit. It's May time. It's actually the 19th of May, and it feels like winter time. I've got on a jacket, I've gone on a t-shirt, I've got on a sweatshirt, I've got my little slippers on. That's what I get. I love being a podcaster because that way I don't have to worry about what you're looking at, but I do want to make sure that I'm clear, concise, and I enunciate my words. That's important. So let's talk a little bit about today's episode. In today's episode, what you're going to learn is a little bit about taking success, creating success by stopping procrastination. As you guys all know, I am a network marketing coach. I am a life coach. Yes, I'm certified in both. And I love doing it. I love being out there in the trenches. I love empowering my team, training my team, sharing fun with my team. I love it. So let's talk a little bit about procrastination. Perhaps you find it in your business, perhaps you find it in your life, but I believe that in business, taking action is the most important step towards success. If you're brimming with an idea, a dream, or a vision, it's okay to let that idea grow, to let it simmer, to let it ferment, if you will, in your mind for a reasonable period of time, okay? They used to say you got to sit on it, right? But I don't know if that's the right word. But similar to how a plant needs to grow in the soil, it takes time to ferment, it takes time to grow, it takes time to, you know, kind of, if you will, expand into the soil, expand its energy into the soil. But then it reaches a point when it's time to push through. And that push through is called the idea. You know, it's time to push through that idea and give it a chance to grow and survive in the physical world. Well, that's very much like our ideas, our dreams, but most of us discount them. And so what's important for you to know is that, you know, every time you get that fleeting little thought, that's an idea waiting to knock on your door and waiting for you to bring that idea to fruition. And when your idea, your dream, your vision matures and it becomes a mature plant, if you will, then you will look back with pride and say to yourself, wow, I did it. I was able to give it my all. I was able to use my green thumb and make it grow. Yes. The simple truth is that dreams and visions and goals are achieved and accomplished, though, only through action. And I want you to think action, big action. Could be the word action is big, is what I'm trying to say. But it doesn't necessarily always have to be big action. None of your theories, none of your plans as a business person or just walking through life will work if you don't take any action. You've got to dream it, you've got to think it, you've got to plan it, and then you got to get up and you got to do it. You've got to be the doer. One of the things that I've always prided myself on being is that I am a doer. I'm a doer. I really am. You say you've got to do something, I do it. I'm there. I'm doing it. Execution has been my secret weapon all along. Execution is the secret ingredient that many people have, you know, that many people don't can have an idea, but they don't execute on it. So that's what sets apart the successful from the not successful. They don't execute. So you've got to take the action. Don't let it fester to the point where it gets rotten in your head, if you will. Taking the first step is usually the hardest part of the journey. 100%, I promise. Oftentimes, someone is not sure about the best direction to take to implement their dreams, and so that they let that stop them. Therefore, the temptation to wait until the entire roadmap is available and they can see clearly now the rain is gone over the timing, you know, or that the timing needs to be perfect in order to start, in order to begin, or that you have to have all the money in place to get it going. Trust me, don't wait for the money to be in place. Don't wait. Start the action moving because the universe loves speed. When you begin to take action, the universe will open doors for you. Taking the first step is usually the hardest part of the journey, peeps. Yes, it is. And oftentimes, someone is not sure about the best direction, right? But it doesn't matter. Don't be tempted to stay back, right? Because when you stay back, when you're waiting for it to be the perfect time, it becomes a waiting game. And then what happens is you want to wait until all the pieces of the puzzles are available and make sense, and waiting for the right conditions or the right circumstances, or waiting and breeding waiting for, you know, my question is, waiting for what, really? Waiting breeds procrastination upon procrastination upon procrastination upon procrastination to get to the point where you finally put it away on the shelf called, I will do it one day. And as we say in Spanish, no. No, my dad used to say very vulgar language. For those of you that don't know Spanish, it's not a very nice word, but no chingues, he would say. By overthinking the starting point, you might end up not taking action at all. You'll end up sitting your idea on that shelf that is labeled, I will do it one day. Or I will do it when everything's right. Or I will do it when I have more time. Oh my goodness. I will do it when I have more time. Really? Seriously, think about it. How? You know, because if you have the ability to create more time, sign me up, baby. I'm the first one there on your doorstep, and I will invest in your invention, man, because if you know how to make more time, I'm there, baby. I'm down. Yeah. So don't wait to have more time. It's not going to happen, peeps. It's not going to happen. I promise you it's not going to happen. More time doesn't fall out of the stars. So remember, doubt, fear, and worry and uncertainty stop us from taking action. Sometimes we think we have to take like big steps to start out. Well, you know, I need to have everything in place. I need to have all of this in place. And you're, you know, in the network marketing world, in the field, you don't have to have everything in place. That's the beauty about this industry. It is the strongest industry out there, guys. It is the largest, 30 billion, actually now it's a 40 billion strong industry. You don't need everything. Usually these network marketing companies already have it all laid out for you. You just got to hook yourself into a good company. Do your research. Make sure you hook in with a person that you can trust, that you love, that you have fun with, that motivates you, that inspires you. And let that be the person that teaches you. Let that be the company that leads you forward. Let that be your side hustle. But don't wait for time. Don't wait to have money. Don't wait to have, you know, your doubt, your all your ducks in a row. They aren't going to be there. Trust me. So how can you take action? Well, taking the first step is scary, but it has to be done. Reach out to the person. Reach out if you've been watching me for a while and you want to reach out and join my team, then reach out to me. send me a DM, send me something, you know, send me a message, right? That's what you do. Send that person a message, reach out, you take the first step, make that phone call, send that email, knock on that door. You've got to knock on that door. To achieve the progress, you have to take action. Think about all the positive outcomes and possibilities that you want. And then close your eyes and see it already happening and see yourself taking that first step. Remember, many other people have been at the very same starting point that you are right now. And the only difference between the ones that are successful and the ones that are not is they take the plunge and they dove in and took the action. People ask me all the time, oh my goodness, how are you doing this? Because you know what? I just do it. As Nike says, I just do it. I remember this daily. That's my trick. That's my go-to. I remember this daily, and consistently I'm out there doing everything I can to bring my vision to fruition. If I allowed, guys, think about this. If I allowed myself to procrastinate, my health and my wellness business would not be available now to serve its purpose through me. It's waiting to serve its purpose through me. I help people get healthy. I help people get better wealth through health. Oh my goodness. So many people out there. Do you know that only 3% of the population is actually healthy? Oh goodness. And if you think that everybody else has got your plate, there's enough for all of us, baby. There's enough for all of us, right? So now my question to you, my friends, as you're listening to this, ladies, men, everybody, my question to you is, are you ready to elevate your life by taking what you love and taking action on it? Are you ready to elevate your life by taking what you love and moving it forward? Are you ready to elevate your life by taking everything that you love, all of everything that you love? Let's say you want to join me in the health and wellness and become a health and wellness entrepreneur. By the way, that is the next $1 trillion industry. If you're waiting to find out, babies, that is the next $1 trillion industry. But what are you waiting for? Are you ready? Are you ready to take your life by the horns, become a health and wellness entrepreneur, and help others achieve more health? Is that what you want? Are you ready to help others achieve more what? You have a gift. You need to get out there. Now, seriously, I would love to have you join the team of professionals that I work with in my network marketing company, but even if you don't work with me, get out there, do something, create your dreams, facilitate health and wellness to all who want a better life. Get up and do something. I cannot think of a more admirable way to help others than the way that I do through their health. So my question to you is, will you join me in becoming a doer? Will you join us? All of us doers, will you refer someone to us who is willing? Join my team or not? It's all up to you, guys. It's all up to you. I would love to chat with you if you are interested in finding a little bit more either about this industry, about my coaching, or about just coming onto the team with us. That would be great. And if it's not about that, then just get up and do something. Get up. Because remember, like I said before, the beginning of the podcast, creating success by stopping procrastination is the title. It's the title of this podcast. But you can't create success until you stop procrastination. So, hey, everybody, I would really love to send a message for you to send me a message and for me to be able to see you. And remember, you can always follow me on Instagram as well. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Pinterest. I'm also on YouTube. Find me, Marty Angel, The Empowering Latina Coach. This is me signing off, thanking you guys once again for listening. Love you guys. Have a great, great evening or a great, great day. Namaste.